You saw my thoughts after the loss versus Eastern Michigan. I wasn't feeling too great. I still don't feel too great. We're sponsored by MartinVintage.com. Enter Boiled at checkout, you get 20% off. Hello and welcome to this week's Three Big Questions. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. This QuickCast is part of the Boiled Sports Handsome Hour QuickCast Network. Mom, thanks for watching. Missouri, of course, is probably a team that remembers their thrashing that they got handed at Missouri. We know their fan base does. I'm sure their coaches and players are looking forward to this game. On top of that, Missouri's just a good team. They've got a good quarterback who's experienced. They like to sling the ball, and they went to a bowl game last year. This is going to be a tough one. It's going to be tough for a lot of reasons, but Purdue's DBs especially really struggled last week versus Eastern Michigan, who had a good quarterback. It was an Iowa transfer. So question number one is, can the defensive backs shore things up without making major changes? We saw last week Tim Kasson was replaced by a freshman late in the game after getting burnt for a second time. So are we going to see more of that? Are we going to see more freshmen and sophomores coming in to shore things up? Coming into the season, a lot of people thought that the defensive back core was one of the strongest things Purdue had because of the guys returning that had played significant time last year. It sure didn't look that way versus Eastern Michigan. They were inconsistent versus Northwestern, and they were consistently bad versus Eastern Michigan. Question number two, is there going to be just one quarterback? Is it going to be David Blau's job, or is it going to be Elijah Sindelar's job? I think this is going to continue to be a question until Jeff Brohm puts it to bed. The problem is the quarterbacks don't seem to want to put it to bed, and that's the hardest thing for the coaches and specifically the head coach. He wants a guy that can throw the ball around, obviously, but he wants a guy that makes good decisions. And the problem is, if you combine them, you've got one of those quarterbacks. You've got Blau's decision making is pretty solid. He tucks it when he needs to. He feels the pressure. He's very good at stepping up in the pocket. Sindelar was better last week at stepping up in the pocket than he was the previous week versus Northwestern. But Sindelar still made a couple ill-advised throws into coverage where you're just like, man, you can't throw it through a safety. I've been saying that for 2 years with Sindelar. You can't throw it through a safety. So he's got to get that through his head if he's going to take a stranglehold on the job and look like he did as they headed to the bowl last year and won versus Arizona. Question number three, of course, maybe the biggest one is, is a bowl game still a possibility? I know we're very early in the season. Purdue is 0-2. But the next few games are pivotal for the bowl hopes because it gets much harder after the next few games. You get two games that I think are winnable in Missouri and Boston College, but they're also very losable. Those are good teams. I called Boston College a poor man's Northwestern team a couple weeks ago off camera. And I think Missouri is just a team that really wants a piece of Purdue after what Purdue did to them last year at home. We'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. God bless you. BS all the time.